but he ain't you.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. At least 15 people, including two children under the age of five, killed during a deadly tornado outbreak in Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. The twister devastating Valley View, Texas, reducing homes and businesses to a mangled mass of rubble. Cook County Sheriff Ray Sappington.
The loss of life is just tragic. It's always tragic. And, you know, that's what hurts most.
Lightning delaying the start of the Indianapolis 500 for several hours. Thousands of fans evacuating the stadium. It's now underway. Four girls stabbed by a knife-wielding suspect at a movie theater in the Boston area. Police describing the attack as random and unprovoked. That suspect is in police custody. Authorities say he may be responsible for a similar incident in Plymouth. The mom of three of the girls says they're physically fine, but they have been shaken up by the incident. Palestinian medics say 35 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike on Rafah that hit tents for displaced people. This is ABC News. Three missionaries, including two Americans, killed by gang members in Haiti this past week. ABC's Christian Cordero.
According to Oklahoma-based charity Missions in Haiti, 23-year-old Davy Lloyd and his wife, 21-year-old Natalie, were ambushed, shot, and killed, along with the group's Haitian director, Jude Montes. Men in three vehicles attacked the missionaries as they were leaving a youth group activity at church. Davy's father runs Missions in Haiti.
Well, I got a call from Jude again, and they had barricaded Davy and Natalie and Jude in my home. And there the yard was once again full of guys with guns and just shooting at the house.
Police tell ABC the gang members killed them after looting their house, which was next to an orphanage.
A new bronze statue of baseball pioneer Jackie Robinson will soon be on its way to Wichita, Kansas. That's to replace the one that was stolen in January and destroyed. The person has pleaded guilty to the theft. Police say racism was not a factor. The thieves apparently wanted to sell the bronze for scrap. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCL's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Scattered showers possible early tonight, then partial clearing later with a low of 51. Partly to mostly cloudy and breezy on Memorial Day. Scattered brief showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, high 72. Winds will be northwest 10 to 20. And isolated showers early tomorrow night, then partly cloudy, low 49. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at 9 miles per hour. And we are receiving some rain again, and our current temperature is 56 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
Today is Sunday, May 26th. Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thied. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half staff tomorrow as the state and nation recognizes Memorial Day to honor and remember the nation's fallen heroes, as well as the family members and loved ones they left behind. Memorial Day is the day each year when we honor and remember the fallen heroes that sacrificed their lives while serving our country. The following Memorial Day programs will be held tomorrow. A Memorial Day service will be held at the Avoca Cemetery at 9 o'clock. And the Avoca American Legion members are asked to meet at the cemetery arch at 8:30. In case of inclement weather, the program will be held in the school gym. The Cazenovia American Legion Post 491 Memorial Day service will be tomorrow. Be at the American Legion Post between 8:30 and 8:45. Flag raising will be at 9. A parade follows and a ceremony will be held at the post. Lunch will be served by the 4-H Club. Memorial Day Mass at St. Killian's Catholic Church in Bear Valley will be held tomorrow at 9. Following the service, there will be refreshments and fellowship in the church basement hall. The Richland Center Memorial Day Parade will step off at 10 tomorrow. Please note, due to planned road construction around the cemetery, the parade lineup is at 9:30 near 1st and 2nd and Jefferson Streets and will proceed at 10 to the Veterans Memorial Pavilion at Kroska Park, with the ceremony starting immediately after. The Chapter 7 Vietnam Veteran Troops Carrier will be available for those who cannot join in the march with the colors. Veterans needing a ride should meet at the parade lineup no later than 9:45. When the Memorial Day ceremony ends, the Women's Relief Corps Water Service Remembering Those Lost at Sea will also take place at North Park near the small bridge and shelter area. In case of inclement weather, the ceremony will take place at the Richland Center High School Gymnasium starting at 10 without a parade. Memorial services will be held at Battery Park in Lone Rock at 10 and at St. Malachi Church in Clyde at 11. Any veterans who want to participate in services should be at the Lone Rock Library at 9:30. Everyone is welcome to attend to honor our veterans. The Muscadet American Legion will host a Memorial Day service at 11 at the Muscadet Cemetery. A potluck dinner will follow at the Muscadet Village Hall. All are welcome to attend. Spring Green American Legion Post 253 will honor deceased veterans at 9 at the Veterans Memorial at Veterans Park in Spring Green. A Memorial Day chicken barbecue will follow from 11 to 1, unless sold out earlier, at the Spring Green Community Center. Meals will be carryout only. The Arena Ewing Johnson Veterans of Foreign War Post 9336 will have a rifle ceremony at noon at the Arena Cemetery. And American Legion Post 398 will host a program at the Veterans Memorial in downtown Plain at 10. Ceremonies will also follow at 11:30 at Our Lady of the Fields Cemetery, St. Patrick's in Loretto, and will conclude at White Mound Cemetery. Children are experiencing issues with mental health more and more, says Natalie Albert, mental health reporter with USA Today Network.
Facts do matter. If you just keep giving the same facts over and over again, that 1 in 4 kids are struggling with their mental health, like half of girls are contemplating suicide. There is a pervasive sense of hopelessness and sadness in schools.
Many children missed out on crucial social development when isolated from their peers during COVID.
Some kids did not learn how to socially connect with other people. I talk to kids all the time who say, I've never had a deep conversation in my life.
Addressing the mental health crisis in Wisconsin and the nation is going to take the entire community working together, says Natalie Albert.
In order to address mental health, it has to be a community-wide response. It can't just fall on students. It can't just fall on parents. It can't just fall on teachers. It has to be a full continuum of care that the community is wrapping themselves around.
While addressing the mental health crisis needs a global effort, individuals can play their parts too.
Ask leaders of schools, like, what are the mental health programs that exist and what needs to happen to get mental health programs at my school? And chances are they'll say we need money. So get involved, like become a community voice and tell the story of people who are struggling.
Natalie Albert was a guest on Civic Media's Rational Revolution discussing the mental health crisis facing children. Northwoods Hospitals are once again ready to save people from their own fishing tackle. WXPR in Rhinelander reports Howard Young Medical Center in Woodruff and Aspirus Eagle River Hospital make a display of every fish hook, spoon, and muskie lure they remove from patients. They call it their People Catchers Club. Hospital staff say the displays help ease people's fears and shame at seeing they are not alone in having a bad day on the water. The collections first started in 1993. When every second counts, blood products can provide life-saving care. The The American Red Cross asks the public to give blood or platelets to help keep hospitals prepared for all transfusions needs, including emergencies. Type O blood donors and donors giving platelets are especially needed right now. Two blood drives will be held this week. The first will be on Tuesday from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Senior Center. The second will be held on Saturday from 8 to noon at the Midland United Methodist Church in Mazomani. Book a time to give now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. Walk-ins will be accepted if time allows. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds Wisconsinites that the application period for the 2024 elk hunt is open through May 31st. New this year, the Black River Elk Range will be open to hunting for the first time since elk were reintroduced to the state. Due to this new opportunity, applicants are required to select between the Black River Elk Range or Clam Lake Elk Range when applying. The DNR Elk Hunting webpage includes information on each elk range to assist the application decisions. Wisconsin residents can purchase an elk license application online through the Go Wild license portal or in person at a license sale agent. The application fee is $10 and is limited to one person. The DNR recommends that all applicants check and update their contact information to ensure contact with successful applicants. For each application fee, $7 applies directly to the elk management, monitoring, and research. These funds are also used to enhance elk habitat, which benefits elk and other wildlife. If selected in the drawing, an elk hunting license cost is $49. Winners will be notified by early June. Wisconsin residents can only draw an elk tag once in their lifetime. Before obtaining an elk hunting license, all winners must participate in a Wisconsin Elk Hunter education course. The class covers Wisconsin elk history, hunting regulations, biology behavior, and scouting hunting techniques. And the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions announced Governor Tony Evers proclaimed May 29th as 529 College Saving Plan Day in Wisconsin. The proclamation aligns the National 529 Day and encourages students and families how to learn how to save with a 529 college savings plan and can help fund a variety of higher education and career training pathways. The Wisconsin 529 College Savings Program offers two savings plans, Advest 529, a direct sold plan, and Tomorrow's Scholar, available through financial advisors and fee-only planners, which are nationally recognized for affordable, easy, and effective ways to save for higher education. The program has helped transform the lives of tens of thousands of students and families across Wisconsin who have received its benefits, which includes tax-deductible contributions and tax-deferred growth. Money saved in a 529 college savings plan can be used at any accredited public or private university, college, technical college, community college, or professional school nationwide, and many abroad. Wisconsin taxpayers may also use funds to save to pay for apprenticeship programs registered and certified with the U.S. Secretary of Labor, pay down student loan debt, and pay for K-12 tuition expenses at a public, private, or religious school. Earnings in a 529 college savings plan grow tax deferred, and any distributions from the plan are free from state and federal taxes when used to pay for qualified education expenses, including tuition and fees, certain housing and food expenses, books, laptops, supplies, and more. In celebration of 529 College Savings Plan Day, Advest 529 is offering a $50 or $100 bonus deposit incentive to individuals who open a new Advest 529 account between today and May 31st at advest.com/summer24. To receive the $50 bonus deposit, an account must be opened during the offer time with a deposit of $250 or more, with recurring contribution totals of $50 or more per month until November 30th. To receive the $100 bonus deposit, an account must be opened during the time during the offer time was a deposit of $500 or more, with recurring contributions totaling $50 or more per month until November 30th. Visit edvest.com/summer24 for terms and conditions and register for an upcoming webinar or schedule a one-on-one appointment with a college savings specialist at edvest.com/appointments. WRCL News time is 5:15. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Coming Saturday, June 1st to the Cal Center in Reedsburg, the Molly B. Stage Show, a tribute to veterans. Sponsored by the American Legion Post 350, Molly B. and the band will put on another great show for all ages and a tribute to the veterans. Tickets will be available at Molly B.'s website, MOLLIEB.com, or you can call 608-393-7314. You've seen her on TV and in the movies. See her in person Saturday at 1. June 1st, the Molly B. Show, a tribute to the veterans. Don't miss it.
Today is Sunday, May 26th. Charlene B. Charlie Lynchide, 82, of Richland Center, died Tuesday after a long, courageous battle with scleroderma. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Tuesday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's Catholic Church or the National Scleroderma Foundation. The Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with the arrangements. Charlene B. Charlie Lynchide, 82, of Richland Center. Jerry R. Rowe, 80, of Platteville, formerly of Muscaday, died yesterday at Edenbrook Manor in Platteville. A funeral service will be held Thursday at 4 at the Melby Funeral Home in Platteville. Burial will be at the Hillside Cemetery, Platteville, following the service. Friends may call at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory in Platteville Thursday from 1 until 4. Jerry R. Rowe, 80, of Platteville, formerly of Muscaday.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, quite a soggy system moved through once again as expected today. Rain amounts of generally upwards of 3/4 of an inch to an inch across the region. The brunt of the rain shifting off to the northeast of us now with low pressure swirling up through southern Wisconsin. That'll continue to pull away tonight, taking the scattered showers with it. Now, over the next couple of days, a few weak disturbances will pivot in from the northwest. That, coupled with some daytime heating, will make the atmosphere unstable, so do expect a few popcorn-type brief showers popping up, especially around midday into the afternoons. Generally, rain amounts should be fairly small, like a tenth inch or less. We are expecting a dry spell from Wednesday through Friday, with high pressure parked across the region. Should bring us plenty of sunshine and some rather pleasant conditions for your outdoor activities. The next front could move in by Friday night and Saturday. The forecast for tonight, scattered showers possible throughout the evening, partial clearing later, temperature dropping back to 51, with a northwest wind around 10. Tomorrow, partly or mostly cloudy and breezy for your Memorial Day. Scattered brief showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, with a high of 72, northwest wind between 10 and 20. Monday night, some isolated showers early, then partly cloudy, low at 49. Tuesday, variably cloudy, with some more hit-and-miss showers or storms for the afternoon, high about 67. As we head into Wednesday, mostly sunny and nice, low 44, high of 70. Thursday, a beautiful day with more sun and light winds, low at 42, high 74. Friday, partly cloudy, low 47, high 77. Small chance of showers later Friday night. And Saturday, partly sunny with a chance of a couple of showers and thunderstorms, especially by afternoon. Lows in the mid-50s with highs in the upper 70s. You have a good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is raining and 56 degrees after a daytime high of 61, which we reached at 624 this morning, and today's morning low was 53 at 1145. Yesterday's high was 75, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 2018 is 92 degrees with a record low of 32 set back in 1988. Last year's high was 76 with a low of 36. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:30. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:27. Winds are out of the southwest at 3 to 6 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.52, and we have received 94 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 56 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right, offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Many of the Home Talent League games that were supposed to be played today got rained out, but good news, there will be Home Talent League baseball action on Memorial Day tomorrow, and games that will be played include Hollandale at Dodgeville, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Wyota, Ridgeway at Argyle, Arena at Belleville, Muscadet at Blanchardville, it'll be Black Earth at Mazomanie, and Casanova will be at Ashton. Jaron Duran had a tie-breaking single in the eighth inning, and the Boston Red Sox beat the Milwaukee Brewers 2-1 to salvage a series finale. Rafael Devers had a sacrifice fly for Boston, which completed just its second series against the Brewers at Fenway since 2015. The Red Sox improved to 9-0 today. William Contreras' RBI single drove in the Brewers' run. Sedina Rafaela led off the eighth with a double into left field corner against Elvis Peguero and scored on Duran's single. So the Brewers will continue playing tomorrow. They actually open a four-game series against the Chicago Cubs at AmFam Field. And that will, the tomorrow's Memorial Day broadcast will be on WRCE 107.7. The first pitch for that contest will be at 3:10, with the pregame starting at around 2:35. Corey Seager homered twice, and Nathaniel Lowe had two hits and two RBIs, helping the Texas Rangers beat the Minnesota Twins 6-2. Josh Smith and Leody Taveras had two hits apiece for the World Series champions, who had lost six straight and 12 of 14 overall. The Rangers scored more than four runs for the first time since a 12-11 victory at Oakland on May 8th. Carlos Correa had two hits and an RBI for the Twins, who had won four in a row. Max Kepler had a run scoring double. Other games that were played today, we got these finals in. It's the Tigers beating the Blue Jays by a score of 14-11. The Red Sox defeated the Dodgers 4-1. The Mariners beat the Nationals 9-5. It was the Braves over the Pirates 8-1. The Rays beat the Royals 4-1. The Mets defeated the Giants 4-3. The Rockies beat the Phillies 5-2. And games that are going, actually, we have one other final to pass along. It was the Orioles defeating the White Sox 4-1. And now, games that are already in progress. They're in the bottom of the eighth, and the Guardians are leading the Angels by a score of 5-3. The Astros are leading the Athletics in the bottom of the ninth, 5-1. The Padres are beating the Yankees 4-1 in the middle of the seventh. And at the end of eighth, going into the top of the ninth, the Marlins are currently leading the Diamondbacks 3-1. And tonight's Sunday night matchup will feature the Cubs at the Cardinals. The Fenway Park benches emptied after an apparent dispute between Boston Red Sox reliever Chris Martin and Milwaukee Brewers first base coach Quinton Berry. Martin ran over to cover first on Christian Yelich's inning-ending grounder in the seventh. As he was walking towards his own dugout, Berry appeared to say something to Martin. The veteran reliever turned around before the first base umpire Ryan Addition got in front of him while players streamed out of the dugouts and bullpens. No punches were thrown and both teams headed off the field. There were no ejections. Drew Holiday overcame an illness to convert the go-ahead three-point play with 38 seconds left, then made the game-saving steal to help the Boston Celtics rally from an 18-point deficit to beat the Indiana Pacers 114-111 last night for a 3-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. Boston can clinch its second NBA Finals trip in three seasons with a Game 4 win tomorrow in Indianapolis. Jason Tatum matched his playoff career high with 36 points and had 10 rebounds and 8 assists. Jaylen Brown added 24 points, and Al Horford had 23 points and 7 three-pointers as the Celtics won their sixth straight playoff game and stayed unbeaten on the road this postseason. Also, tonight's contest in the Western Conference Finals, it's the Mavericks hosting the Timberwolves, and the Mavericks lead that series 2-0. The Indianapolis 500 started after a rain delay of 4 hours, with NASCAR star Kyle Larson still at the track and in the race. Larson is trying to run the double and compete in both the Indy 500 and the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. But the weather in Indianapolis today put a year's worth of planning in jeopardy when a strong band of thunderstorms swept through the Indianapolis Motor Speedway ahead of pre-race festivities. IMS officials forced the evacuation of about 125,000 fans who had already arrived for the greatest spectacle in racing. Track officials expect the race to complete all 200 laps before dusk. Kyle Larson fulfilled a longtime ambition by taking the green flag in the Indianapolis 500. The NASCAR star had been attempting to become the fifth driver to do so. The double by running the Indy 500 and Coca-Cola 600 in Charlotte the same day. But when a severe storm brought pre-race festivities to a halt and pushed back the start of the Indy 500 by 4 hours, Larson had to choose between the IndyCar race and the NASCAR race. He chose the Indy 500. Justin Agler was standing by to start the Cup Series race in the number 5 car. Richard Bland is the senior PGA Championship winner in his first time playing a senior major. Bland competes on Saudi-funded LIV course. He wasn't even aware that winning the British Masters in 2021 would lead to a spot in the senior PGA Championship. He sure made the most of it. Bland was one shot behind when he hit the approach to 6 feet for eagle on par 5, the 15th hole to take the lead. He closed with three pars for 63. He won by 3 shots over Richard Green. Bland now gets to play in another major at the U.S. Senior Open. The French Tennis Federation has decided to put off holding a ceremony to celebrate Rafael Nadal at Roland Garros this year. He has said this might not necessarily be his final appearance at the tournament. He has won a record 14 times. Tournament director Amelia Mauresmo said today at the Clay Court Grand Slam event that Nadal let officials know he didn't want to close the door on a return before he told the world that at a pre-tournament news conference. Mauresmo said it is up to Nadal when he wants to have a ceremony. The unseeded Nadal will face number 4 seed Alexander Zverev in the first round tomorrow. And Grayson Murray's parents say their 30-year-old son took his own life. Murray died on yesterday, one day after he withdrew from a PGA Tour event at Colonial. Eric and Terry Murray are asking for privacy, and the people honor Murray by being kind to one another. His death comes at a time when Murray appeared to be on track with his life and his golf. He has been open about his struggles with mental health and alcoholism. He said when he won the Sony Open in January that he had been sober for the last 8 months. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
As we gather with loved ones this Memorial Day, let's remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. Their courage will always inspire us. This Memorial Day message is made possible by House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, Hillsboro Equipment, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, The Shoebox, and Utter Brothers Creamery.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
100.9 WRCO. Been a hanging, duffing, knuckle busting, back breaking week. Bailing, grabbing, throwing, stacking, unload and repeat. Yeah, all day long had my mind on getting off and getting paid. Gonna sign the back, turn it into cash, and tell that tailor things about to fire me up a good time. Got all my drinking boots, gonna hit every honky tonk, shoot that turkey off the roof. By the end of the night, it'll be alright, there's nothing left but smoke. Neath them neon lights round town, burning this paycheck down. Oh man. There's nothing wrong with a two-step song, with a cry of a steel guitar.
While the country's playing, I'll be staying, feeling empty jars. Till I kick out, gonna cover them rounds for every girl I know. Making that haze, making it rain everywhere I go. Bound to find me up with a good time, got all my drinking boots. Gonna hit every honky tonk, shoot that turkey off the roof. By the end of the night, it'll be alright, there's nothing left but smoke. Neath them neon lights round town, burning this paycheck down. And unload and repeat.
Let me set this straight, it ain't my fault. Girl, you got that groove to make me fall. But it's worth it. You're that melody that moves through me, my twinkling little star. Yeah, you got me going crazy, helpless honey. Maybe you probably don't realize that when you put your little hand in mine, it makes my heart go right in time. But don't give me that glare, baby, when I stare. You know it ain't fair, it ain't my fault. Girl, you got that groove to make me fall. But it's worth it for you. You're that melody that moves through me, my twinkling little star. I've been going crazy, help us, honey. But it ain't my fault. Not in my fault. Not in my fault. Make me fall. It ain't my fault. You're that melody that moves through me, my twinkling little star. Yeah, you got me going crazy, helpless, honey. Yeah, you can blame it on me, blame it on you, blame it on whatever you want to, but it ain't my fault. Strawberry smile.
you wanna taste those lips? Silky suede sundress that makes me wanna rock your hips.
I got my game on. Step out of the shower, steaming up the place. Wipe off the mirror, shave my baby face. Can't help but smile. Hey, what can I say? I got my game on. Put on my black silk shirt, my Armani suit, my custom-made hat, my alligator boots. Slip my rings on my fingers, my new shades. Caddy for my custom 24s. Flip my keys to the valet and I'm ready to roar. They're gonna know the second I strut through the door. I got my game on. Yeah. Flash my platinum card and buy her a drink. From that look she's giving me, son, it's a damn good thing. I got my game on, better hang on tight. I guarantee it's gonna be a hell of a ride. I got my groove on, I got my smooth on. Going rock star crazy tonight. I got my game on. My game on.
Great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
They won't be reaching out for you no more. Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaking heart. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaking heart, he might blow up and kill this man. Tell me live, he never really
I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he mightn't blow up and kill this man.
Girls on the magazines, looking pretty with some Photoshop. But girl, you're the real damn thing. A natural beauty and habanero hot. Cause you're pretty like a moonlit night. But nah, it wouldn't do you right. Cause you're pretty like a pretty pink rose. But that don't even come close. You're pretty like Dale, pretty like Wow, pretty like I want you. Seen a smile like yours, not even on a movie star. Never seen curves like that, girl. You're a work of art. God gave the moon its midnight beams, wraps Adam with some pretty rings. But as far as I can see, God only made one thing. Pretty like Dale, pretty like Wow. Sundress on a summer day.
Rain Johnson with Pretty Like You, and before that, Mr. Billy Ray Cyrus with Achy Breaky Heart. God, remember when that song came out, how famous it was. In fact, believe it or not, I used to have a mullet around that time, and actually, I ended up cutting it off. The reason I cut it off is I was getting into my car one day outside my house, and all of a sudden I heard the neighbor girls starting calling me, saying, "Hi, Billy Ray Cyrus." So I decided to cut my hair. So that was the end of my mullet. I don't think I would even want to grow it back. But right now with the way my hair is, it'd probably be very hard to grow that mullet back. Well, anyways, coming up tonight, it's Old Country from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO. So be sure to stay tuned for that, as Bo will be bringing you some great classic music. So you can listen to it from 6 until midnight here on WRCO 100.9 FM on WRCO.com or on the Civic Media app. And then coming in after that, we'll have some great music during the overnight hours.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
On Memorial Day, we pay tribute to the men and women who laid down their lives in service to our country. Their sacrifice will never be forgotten. This Memorial Day message is made possible by Burnham Lumber, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, Richland Cattle Center, Jay's Power Center, Richland Family Prescription Center, Muscadet Mini Mart, and Williams Chiropractic.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Rev up your outdoor lawn care experience at Krogan's Do It Best, your ultimate destination for outdoor power sales and service. It's time to say goodbye to old, unreliable mowers and hello to a new, efficient cutting machine. Krogan's offers a wide selection of top-notch mowers, including Simplicity, Snapper, and Troy-Bilt models. And here's the best part. Everything is on sale with instant rebates of up to $500 available. Save big while upgrading to the latest in outdoor power technology. Choose Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel. The best prices, the best service, and the best value.
With great savings comes great service. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Like most people, you're looking for great rates on your car insurance, and we're here to help. Chances are you may be eligible for one or more of our auto insurance discounts, which unlock savings for you. Discounts like our Drive Safe and Save discount, multiple line discount, the Good Student discount, and our infamous Steer Clear discount. This could bring you up to 50% in discounts. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I want to thank our customers for trusting us with your appliance needs. Also, please keep your ears peeled to WRCO to win a Gladiator all-black refrigerator with delivery as part of the Father's Day call-in contest. Please stop by Memorial Day, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. for a flash event on in-stock inventory. It'll be a great way to kick off your summer with some in-store and rebate savings now through the end of the week.
Congratulations, seniors of Riverdale High School. Your hard work and dedication have paid off. Here's to your success. Congratulations from Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, Alder Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, Creative Outlet, PB Cleanup, and Fuller's Milkers Center.
WRCO 100.9.
I've got a ripped up
somebody stretch limo. In the southern sun, I've been known to faint, but don't underestimate my strength. If I'm backed in a corner, I can hold my own. On a Sunday drive, I'm a NASCAR race. When the sun goes down, that's when I pick up the pace. I like living it up and letting my hair down. A little tequila gets me unwound. I like to party and make a lot of noise, just like one of the boys. I need my space, but I'm cool in a crowd. I like listening to Mozart or rocking it out. Just give me a campfire and I'll be the last to go home. I love being in love, but I just can't commit. Like keeping it simple, but I must admit, on the bucking bronco of life, even I have been thrown.
That was Michelle Poe with Just One of the Boys. Well, it's time for me to wrap things up and head out, make room for old country. I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO part of your day and for keeping me company throughout this day. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll be in working Memorial Day. We got kind of a little shortened shifts for everybody, so Adam Hess will be coming in after Phil tomorrow morning, and then I will be coming in, being on after Adam, and I will be on from 2 until 6 tomorrow. So I will definitely talk to each and every one of you then. And be sure to keep it tuned to WRCO 100.9, as because after Old Country, we'll have some great music during the overnight hours. And Phil will be in tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock with the Light in the Milk House show, the Memorial Day edition. So be sure to tune in then. Taking us up to ABC News time, or taking us up to, I should say, Old Country time, is Scotty McCreery and It Matters to Her. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night and have a safe rest of your Memorial Day weekend. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. And please stay safe.
Say I love you before you hang up the phone. When you buy her favorite wine on your way home. When you kiss her in the kitchen. When you kiss her on the street. When you kiss her when she's